We want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you miss us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, House Party, YouTube, Twitch, Black Planet. Somebody did say OnlyFans because it is set up. MySpace, Tinder, and catch us ticking on the top. And still on Google Plus.
Hey, in this episode, we'll be putting you up on Obama's Nike sneakers being here. Hey. Jay-Z and Jack Dorsey are joining forces to establish a Bitcoin fund.
Okay. Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman awarded a congressional gold medal. And the Portland Winter Wonderland.
Yeah. But first, let's jump into the U.S. Senate acquits Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. Despite Democrats' effort to prove former President Donald J. Trump was responsible for the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, 43 Senate Republicans voted to acquit him during his second impeachment trial. All Senate Democrats and 7 Republicans voted to impeach, but still fell short of the 67-vote threshold to hold Trump accountable for the violent insurrection. On Saturday, February 13th, the vote was announced that 57 senators voted guilty, while 43 voted not guilty. A vote of 67, or two-thirds of the majority, was needed in order for Trump to have been found guilty of inciting the riot and violent mob that attacked the Capitol building on January 6th, where several senators' lives were in danger and several people were killed. After both sides made their closing arguments, only 7 Republican senators joined the 50 Democrats who voted in favor of convicting Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, who voted to acquit Trump, then scolded him on the Senate floor and said the former president fed wild falsehoods by the most powerful man on the earth. Because he was angry, he'd lost an election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted McConnell shortly after the acquittal vote, issued a statement calling it pathetic that Senator McConnell kept the Senate shut down so that the Senate could not receive the article of impeachment, and has used that as his excuse for not voting to convict Donald Trump. Baza bang.
I mean, what is it? What are we doing? It's like, I feel like a food fight. Like, Are y'all about it? Like, at this point, I don't even think we should refer to the Republican Party as a party, as a political party, because they're not operating like one. And by us referring to them as a political party, we have a very unrealistic expectation, continuously have unrealistic expectations of the way they're supposed to conduct themselves. Like, this isn't how you act as a senator or a congressman. No, these are how Republicans act. They don't care. Like, their behavior is just like, it's like mafia behavior. They'll look you right in your face and be like, that didn't happen. What you talking about? We own the judges.
We
own the lawyers.
Change their name to the Dwights. Dwights be wilding.
Like, they be wilding. Like,
We talked
about this before.
I think this is yes. So let's not give much more time to them. Him.
I mean, we don't even have to talk about the chest. We have to talk about him specifically. It's just like the urgency for us was we didn't want Trump to have the ability to run again. They have shown us, because it's not like they don't know what this means. They've shown us that, yes, they want that window to be open. So at this point, and we should just prepare for it, right?
There was something that I read that his movement has only just begun with something he said after the acquittal.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's a reminder.
Play if you want to. Like,
man.
Goodness. Mm. Well, Capitol Police Officer Eugene Goodman was awarded the Congressional Medal. Police Officer Eugene Goodman, who protected lawmakers from violent insurgents in the U.S. Capitol in D.C. on January 6th that left 5 people dead, was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal. The Senate ended the impeachment trial on Friday, February 12th, with a unanimous vote to award the medal to Goodman, the highest honor Congress can bestow, according to the Washington Post. He was greeted in the Senate chamber on Friday with a standing ovation. Officer Goodman, who encouraged a throng of angry Trump supporters, was seen on a viral video as he diverted the mob away from the Senate chamber, which was unguarded and could have led them directly to lawmakers. He has been hailed as a hero for his actions. He is credited with helping to avert more serious damage and possibly injury or loss of life when he lured insurrectionists away from the lawmakers. Here in this trial, we saw a new video, powerful video showing calmness under pressure, his courage in the line of duty, his foresight amidst chaos, and his willingness to make himself a target of the mob's raids so that others might reach safety. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said before recognizing Goodman. So when the video first dropped.
Clap it up.
Yeah, we got you. Got you. Round of applause. You know what I'm saying? When the video first dropped, I was like, yo, he's wilding putting himself on the line like that. Like, what is happening? Mm-hmm. Like, these white folk crazy. Mm. And he ain't bucking none of them either. Like, you gotta commend him. I don't know. Do we have to commend him? Well, listen, he performed his duty well, and I didn't even realize it until maybe like a couple of days afterward what that move was at the top of those steps right there with him dipping like that. All I saw was a brother running from some crazy white people. That's all. Yeah. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
Whole time he's playing Pied Piper and leading them away from the people they're looking for. Like,
man, look, and I remember that conversation we had about it well. So. I think the only thing that would have made this doper is if he was doing that in the Obama sneakers. The Obama Nikes are here. Sneakers have been designed for athletes, musicians, the fashion elite, and so many more. But presidents?
Man.
Yes. Now some lucky sneakerhead will have the chance to get their hands on a one-of-a-kind pair. The Barack Obamas are hitting the market via Sotheby's, who is offering a pair of custom Nike Hyper Dunks that were designed in 2009 in honor of the 44th president. There are only two pairs in existence, with one of them being gifted to Obama. TMZ reports that the sale opened on Friday, January 12th at approximately 4:44 p.m., bang, bang, Eastern Standard Time, with a price tag of 25 racks.
Holy smokes.
25K, 25,000 for the less hip.
You know what I'm saying?
While the 12 and a half size shoes have not been worn by Obama, they're in pristine condition and feature the presidential seal on the tongue.
That's
and
wild.
An embroidered 44. Right, and insoles emblazoned with the year 1776, even though I feel like 2008 might have been a better one. This unique pair of the sneakers will go down in history as one of the most wanted and sought out sneakers in the shoe market. Mm. The next question is, who is the lucky person who got the chance to purchase these Obama Nike sneakers? We may never know.
Oh, no, we gonna know. They're gonna put it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like.
That gram going to be popping.
Super popping. Yeah. Highest nobody. Somebody's going to get that story. It's going to be out there.
Whew.
Man.
Only thing that would make that harder is if Obama copped the second pair, one pair to rock, one pair dead stock. That would be hard.
Yo, get them joints autographed and just have them chilling. Just have them chilling.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a shoe out there. Like, if I was a. First off, I will admit as many times as often, I am not a sneakerhead. I'm not a sneakerhead. Like,
right.
I have a good amount of sneakers, good amount of kicks from different endorsements and brand collaborations and things like that. But I'm not this person that's going to be up on the sneaker app, you know. I mean, most recently I've done it. You know, I had to chase some ambushes there. But I've been on that app since. It's dangerous, man. It's dangerous.
Yeah, buddy.
What are the kicks? Are there a pair of kicks? All right. Yeah, are there a pair of kicks that you would go after? Say if, had you hit the lotto, like we discussed in the previous episode, had you hit that thing all crazy for close to a billy. What are the kicks that you're going after?
You know, and this is something that I could probably easily get my hands on. Mm-hmm. I just can't justify the resale cost, even though it ain't phenomenally crazy. But the flu games, the flu game 12.
Oh,
that has always been one of those ones okay. I want to get my feet in.
Okay.
And again, I'm like you. I've got a ton of shoes. Anybody that mm-hmm. knows me in these streets can check out the feet.
Listen.
But it's not a sneakerhead.
Let me tell y'all something. Shoes. I'm blessed to be in this brother's presence and shoe size. Because Ken would be like, I'm not sure why I bought these. I don't even rock this color no more in this season. If you'd like to... If you'd like these burgundies, go ahead and ambush. And I'd be like, hells yeah. No.
Right. I like bargains. I like deals.
Yeah.
And I like things that ain't on everybody's feet.
Yeah.
So that's why I've never been on the hype. When it's too hyped up, then it's like, eh. But being able to pull off some crazy cool New Balance colorways
we need the endorsement. A little tricky. We need the endorsement. So, like, there's a couple pair of kicks. I know for a fact, like, if the bread was right, yeah, just give me that. Definitely the Doom Dunks. I need them.
Okay.
I missed the entire Foamposite wave. I missed the entire wave.
Yeah.
But
there are... My ankle too small for
okay. them. There are a couple that I'm like, I would rock the All Blacks, definitely. Yeah. If possible, if I could get my hand on the Galaxies? Yeah. I'd want them too.
Yeah, that is a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, my favorite shoe is that second Yeezy. The only one he was still with Nike. The Air Yeezy 2 with the ridges on the back. And
That
was just like, my God, that shoe's amazing. I mean, I don't mess with Yeezy no more, but whoo.
Yeah.
It's a tough shoe.
I can get it. You know what's a wild thing, right quick, not to go on a tangent, but with Yeezys, I've been opposed to every drop. And then in my later years, the version 2 350s, I can get jiggy. Like, I used to think that was the trashest shoe, but like now that the profile of them, which is a million colorways, right?
Yep.
But I like that it was never regular colorways. Like, there's not a red, there's not a blue. It's always an earth, you know, kind of in the earth tones or some type of blacks. And I got jiggy with them after a while. I used to not understand for the life of me how or why. And
I heard they're super comfortable.
Yeah.
I heard they're crazy comfortable. Like, a couple of my DJ homies are like, nah. I got
a couple pair and they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Boost technology is real. This is not an endorsement.
Let's be clear. Returning that down. We already association. Man. So this should be no strange news to anyone. We are in the middle of a snowpocalypse. Portland has seen the arrival of snow this winter, which is crazy. Many people downplayed the winter storm given the past few years, where we haven't seen any snow after being warned. Early estimates predicted a total of 5 to 10 inches of snow falling in Portland this past weekend, but it's now looking like more 8 inches to a foot, according to David Bishop, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. So far, the most significant effect of the snow has been a postponing of COVID-19 vaccinations at mass clinics held at Portland International Airport and the Oregon Convention Center. Those appointments will be rescheduled, officials say. Multnomah County officials have opened 3 warming shelters, all in Portland. Many people are, however, taking advantage of the snow by going out and enjoying the scenery with their children, playing in the snow, walking to local stores, and taking out snow gear. Although Portland doesn't get as much snow as the East Coast, people are still being warned not to drive because conditions are still very dangerous and hazardous. I'm cool on East Coast snow. One of the benefits of being out here is not having to deal with the East Coast snow. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
But this is wild. Yeah, this snow and ice out here is wild.
So I have no experience with East Coast snow. I don't want it because I don't feel like it's respectful of human beings.
It's oppressive. It's oppressive.
Yeah, I don't want to deal. Yeah. Nah. And then you're expected to be at work. I remember being a child and watching and being like, People get fired probably for being late, and this is the snow that's right outside, though. I didn't understand it. I still don't. But this, the sheet of ice, like, I went out to the truck to go out there and make a little run, and it was a sheet of ice. It wasn't even the snow. Like, the scrapers? I chinked it. It blew the head off of it. I want to go write a review hella bad on there, like, one out of no stars.
Would not recommend.
It would not recommend very ghetto. I hit this, it chipped and, like, legit just flew. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, I started beating this with the back handle, trying to get a little chip off. And, it was a rough moment. Wow. But it was so thick. You know, I put my the heat on to try to get the window even have the Firestone spray stuff. Oh. That was still a good 30 minutes of having to wait to get enough to be able to kind of see through, and then was able to chip from there once melted a bit. But yeah, that was nuts. And then driving, so I had to go make a run. And when I tell you, like, I even have to check, I think something might have shook loose. It felt like I was really on an off-road adventure. I jumped on the 217 and I had a question, like, do I even have shocks? Like, are there any shocks on here? The way that it was, doing the stuff. Yeah, that rough, and then hitting those pockets, which luckily I've got the four-wheel drive, and I can whip fairly well. Been doing it for a long little while.
Hey, whip game proper.
It was risky. It was real risky on some of them turns and stuff. I seen a lot of vehicles, and the vehicles that I saw that were, like, spun out and left, it was like, how did that get to there? I just don't understand how these vehicles ended up in these ways. And then I just heard earlier, which I didn't follow up on, that somebody, flew off the one of the bridges into the river. And that was like 2 hours ago or so. Hopefully everything, worked out for the greater on that.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Good. It's the ice. It ain't the snow. It's the ice here.
Yeah, man.
That's where the problem is at.
I remember.
We stay at that level to where it doesn't stay cold. It lets it melt a little bit and then hits that freezing temp. And now it's just skating rink.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember the first year I moved out here in 2016. That was the big, crazy ice storm.
Yep.
It was like 2 inches of ice. I'm like, what? I did not move out here for this.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm gonna blame this on my other East Coast homie that moved out here just recently. This is on Sean. Sean brought this out here with a. This is why I'm dealing with all this right now. This is ridiculous. Sean,
yeah, you got to get DP'd on the West Coast. That stands for discipline. I don't know what it stands for on the East Coast. I got to make sure.
I don't know what it stands for.
Some language barriers. You know.
Discipline, y'all. get it together. Come on. We're doing the news. Why don't y'all chill out? Like, y'all is trying to do so much.
Jeez. News. With the extras. We got Jay-Z and Jack Dorsey joining forces to establish a Bitcoin fund. Bitcoin is on the rise, and people like Jay-Z and Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter and Square, are joining forces to establish a Bitcoin fund focused on developing the cryptocurrency market in Africa and India. According to Variety, the pair have purchased 500 Bitcoin, which is currently worth $24 million, with the goal of making Bitcoin the internet currency. Wow. Jay-Z and I are giving 500 Bitcoin to a new endowment named B-Trust to fund Bitcoin development, initially focused on teams in Africa and India, Dorsey tweeted on Thursday, February 11th. He previously said he supports Bitcoin as a long-term path towards greater financial access for all. Furthermore, the rapper slash entrepreneur and tech executive are seeking the three board members to oversee the fund. Holla at a player, though.
Hey.
Dorsey says it'll be established as a blind, irrevocable trust, taking zero direction from the duo. This isn't the first time Hove and Dorsey have worked together financially. Last May, Dorsey donated $10 million to the Reform Alliance, and a prison reform nonprofit organization founded by Jay-Z, Meek Mill, and businessman Michael Rubin. The donation went toward improving coronavirus relief efforts in prison, including the purchase of more than 10 million surgical masks and other personal protective equipment in all 50 states. Sheesh.
Look here. The work is getting done.
Run it up.
That's
run it
dope.
Up.
How do we get in on this, though? How do we,
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, because trying to put 180 towards Bitcoin, 0.0000729.
Yes, me and you got the same shares. Listen, I love that Robinhood gives us the ability to go in there and just grab a little bit of the coin.
Yeah, let me just hold on. Let me hold on to a little. Let me wet my beak.
Definitely flip 20 and a 40 on the Robinhood.
Right.
You know.
We said flip the 20 and the 40. You know, we doubled back.
That's it. But that's dope, man. This is excellent. Yeah. This is excellent news.
Yes. Oh, goodness. I'm glad to see it happen. I'm also, you know, in that space of knowing the future is here, mm-hmm. and people have to listen to the people that seem like they're wild and just saying stuff. Yeah. Because now we're seeing it come to fruition when a few years ago it first got, you know, popular and people were speaking on. Everybody was like, now we're seeing what it actually do.
Yeah, let this be a lesson in doing your own research, taking your time with different, mm-hmm. Different opportunities and making the best of it straight up. Of course, realizing everyone doesn't have this disposable income or the, you know, ability to do this. So, you know, for those of us that do, try to do the research and bless those that, you know, that don't have those opportunities and, you know, make a way for them. And I feel like this is part of that. So happiness is popping off straight up. But make sure you check in with us every Monday at 8 a.m., 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. as we sit down and run up the numbers.
Run up the numbers.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron needs to resign.
Hosted by Ken Jones and DJ Ambush.
Brett Hankinson needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death.
Special thanks to our researchers and writer, Claudia Claudio.
Miles Cosgrove needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death.
Music by C's.
Jonathan Mattingly needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. Hey.
Hey.